Jamaica is on track to realize the national literacy target of 85% mastery in the grade 4 literacy test by the year 2015. This is one of the key indicators for the government in ensuring that all Jamaicans are put on a path to sustained human capital development. We revisit some of the steps taken by the Ministry of Education to achieve this major milestone. In 2003, only 57.7% of students had achieved mastery in literacy at the grade 4 level, a statistic that was cause for grave concern among education sector stakeholders. The figure indicated that almost half of Jamaica's primary school students were marginally literate and doomed to underachieve for the rest of their academic careers if drastic steps were not taken. Following a comprehensive review of the education system in 2004, a revised literacy target of 85% mastery by the year 2015 was set, and the ministry began implementing strategies to help students and teachers achieve this goal.
The ministry has in place right now its National Comprehensive Literacy Program, and this national program is embedded in the primary education system. At grades 1 to 3, we have the Literacy 1, 2, 3 program, which is geared towards developing literacy skills in early reading. And in terms of 4, 5, and 6, we have a similar program called Literacy 4, 5, 6, which is also geared to advance in students those skills that they would have garnered from the earlier grades.
National Literacy Coordinator Dr. Andre Hill. He says at the regional level, schools are continuously evaluated and assisted by numerous personnel, including regional literacy coordinators, literacy specialists, and reading coaches.
And within the context of the individual schools, we have a teacher who is responsible for coordinating all literacy-based activities. These are individuals we call school-based literacy coordinators. And outside of that, there is the revised primary curriculum with the language arts literacy component, which again equips teachers with the specialized knowledge that they need to instruct students effectively.
The ministry has also made significant attempts to supplement the existing literacy framework. Most recently, between August 2013 and April 2014, approximately 1,500 teachers across the system benefited from training by the ministry's team of reading coaches or specialists. The team also engaged over 1,300 parents in seminars designed to equip them with skills to better assist in the literacy development of their children. International assistance has also played a major role in achieving the target, most notably the contribution of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. From 2012 to 2013, USAID through the Jamaica Basic Education Program helped the ministry to improve the reading skills at grades 1 to 3 in 172 schools across regions 1, 4, and 6.
We have support from the United States through USAID. They have contributed approximately $3 million to assist the ministry in providing both material and human resources needed to implement the program.
Dr. Hill adds that policies have also been put in place to help underperforming students raise their competencies.
Any child who fails in grade 4 is provided support when they transition to grade 5. And also, if they fail in grade 5, they are provided additional support in grade 6 through the reading specialists and to some extent the special educators that we have working in the system.
With the increased assistance, many who fail the grade 4 literacy test at the first sitting go on to pass in subsequent grades. Students who do not pass the grade 4 literacy test are not allowed to sit the grade 6 achievement test, GSAT, and are instead transitioned into the Alternate Secondary Transition Education Program, ASTEP, where they receive further assistance to attain suitable reading levels.
When we look at the cohort leaving grade 6 every year at the primary level, we say this percentage is literate based on the grade 4 literacy test. Now, the stats as of last year are actually at 82-83%, which means that by next year, 2015, we expect that the stats will be more than 85% when we look at the results cumulatively.
National Literacy Coordinator Dr. Andre Hill. A literate population is integral to national development, and the Ministry of Education is determined to ensure that its successes in this area are sustained. This is all part of plans to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2030.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.